They don't want to be next. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Thousands of people are getting out of eastern Ukraine. The Russian military offensive there is expected to intensify. Those troops left hundreds of civilian corpses behind, retreating from areas around the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's foreign minister says, arriving from meetings at NATO headquarters in Belgium,
"My agenda is very simple. It has only three items on it. It's weapons, weapons, and weapons."
The Senate today is set to vote on measures banning oil imports and ending normal trade relations with Russia. The House passed those last month. The Senate is also expected today to vote on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court. She has more than enough support. New unemployment claims are down. More live from Fox's Jenny Casola.
Chris, the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time dropped to the lowest level since 1968 last week. New claims declined by 5,000 to 166,000. Economists were predicting 200,000 new claims. Though the number of people still on benefits increased, continuing claims rose to 1.5 million. Chris?
Jenny Casola, thanks. More than a million homes and businesses in Puerto Rico are without electricity because of a fire.
The fire at one of the largest power plants there, one of the biggest outages in recent months, but by far not the first. The island's crumbling electrical grid, failing often, causing blackouts that grow worse each year. Scores of passengers stranded in Puerto Rico's rapid transit system had to be rescued. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking Michigan Supreme Court to recognize in the state constitution the right to an abortion. It's a preemptive move meant to stop an unenforced state abortion ban from taking effect if the Supreme Court vacates federal abortion rights laws when it rules on Mississippi's law against abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Michigan's abortion ban dates back to 1846. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former champ is looking for a comeback, teeing off this morning at the Masters Golf Tournament.
It's been 25 years since Tiger Woods won his first green jacket, and now over 14 months since that near-fatal car accident. Tiger will take aim at a record-tying sixth career Masters win.
I don't show up to an event unless I think I can win it. So that's the attitude I've had, and there'll be a day when it won't happen. And I'll know when that is.
In addition to potentially tying Jack Nicklaus for the most Masters victories this weekend, Tiger will also seek a record-setting 83rd PGA Tour win, surpassing the late Sam Snead.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. A man accused of stabbing a British lawmaker to death during a meeting with constituents in October tells a court he did it because David Amos voted for airstrikes in Syria. Ali Harbi Ali, 26 years old, from London and Muslim, says he does not think he did anything wrong or he wouldn't have done it. Murders are down, but overall crime is up in New York City.
NYPD officials say they are making progress, cracking down on major crimes through various initiatives, but the results of their work will take time. Overall, though, crime is up in most categories, with a 16.2% increase in citywide shooting incidents last month. But there was a 15.8% drop in homicides compared to March of last year. The new NYPD neighborhood safety teams deployed over 3 weeks ago have now made a total of 135 arrests, 25 of those arrests being gun crimes. NYPD officials say that the primary drivers of crime are gangs and repeat offenders. Officials also pointing to bail reform laws passed in 2019 by state lawmakers.
Morgan McKay with Fox 5 New York. The wind energy company ESI pleads guilty to criminal charges and is ordered to pay $8 million in fines and restitution. Prosecutors say at least 150 eagles were killed at its wind farms in eight states. It's illegal to kill or harm eagles under the Migratory Bird Act. Prosecutors say the company failed to take steps to protect the eagles. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.